Happy holidays, everybody. This is Mark Potter with a very short episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Guys, I wanted to take a moment as we head off into the holidays and embark on a new year, a new decade for that matter, 2020, which is kind of futuristic for me. Feels like it would have been light years away with flying cars and see-through hologram kind of stuff. It's just amazing to think how time flies. And I'm hoping that we all kind of take some time this week and pause and realize how grateful we are and be thankful for everything that we've got in our lives and for this wonderful industry of ours. I know the next year is the embarking of a new decade, and there's a lot of questions about what our industry will look like and what we will do. And look, if we're still pushing forward today, that means that we've got a lot of heart and that we've got a lot of gumption. Our industry is full of that. It's predicated on great relationships, and we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to continue to morph. And so I'm certainly proud to be part of this industry, and it's given me so much, and I know many of my clients feel the same way. And I know those same clients have the same angst that all of us do, and that is, what are we going to sell tomorrow? How are we going to sell? How do we keep the business growing or robust or sustained? And I got to tell you, I think it's simply rooted in the way we treat each other, and it's rooted in our conversations. I want to take a moment, and I read this really, really cool story, and I won't make it too sappy, but listen to this little excerpt of this story. The businessman in line behind me at the post office had a plane to catch. When others waiting in line began idle chat about the slow service, he said, "It's really not that bad. I'm sure I'll make my flight." Conversation turned to poor airline service and surly transportation safety reps. The businessman demurred, "I fly out of Phoenix for business every week. My flights are almost always on time. The security people are great." He began to entertain us with stories about his travels. When my turn at the counter came, I stepped back and told him to go ahead of me. He says, "No need. I insist," I replied. After he mailed his package, he turned to hand me a gift, a bright red rubber giraffe with his company logo on it. This prompted another person in line to whisper in my ear, "That was classy." Bottom line is, let your conversations always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Our words matter. By redirecting the conversation, the businessman turned critical spirits into appreciative hearts. The cheerful giraffe stands on my desk to remind me always to choose words of peace. And so I think that's where I would hope everybody goes in this next decade. I feel like there's a lot of noise in the world. There can be a lot of negativity, a lot of angst. And I always kind of fall back on the fact that our industry is full of grace, and it is full of conversation, and our words do matter. Heck, we print our words in most cases. And so our industry is one of peace. It's one of graciousness. And I think it's important for us to always fall back on that. That's what's going to get us through. I believe that in my heart. I hope you do. I think it's going to be a wonderful new year. I think that our industry is full of innovation, full of classy people, and it is just going to be set up for some really, really wonderful times ahead. So with that said, I will bid you all a really, really warm holiday season. I just hope that you spend some time with family and loved ones. Take those moments to realize that your conversations with them matter, and that we have great things ahead of us. So in 2020, you know, the theme is going to continue. I want everybody to be the buffalo. I want us to charge forward and it's going to be a wonderful year. So listen, my name is Mark Potter, and my thanks go out to you, our readers of Canvas, and my thanks go out to my team. They are wonderful people in themselves, but and they know how to use words, and so I'm really appreciative of them as well. So again, have the happiest of holidays and a wonderful new year, and until I talk to you again, be in the love flow.